I was a precision toolmaker at Scorsons, and I did the design myself, actually.
Yes. There. And you, when did you start at Scorsons?
Yes.
Which year?
I'm trying to think, but it was, must have been about 1938.
Okay.
Yes.
And tell me about Scorsons. What was it like?
Scorsons? Well, it was a production factory.
Yes.
And I was a precision toolmaker there, on making of the plant, to making the actual tools for producing their products, the grinding wheels.
Right. Yeah. So Scarston, Nova says that you you invented something at Scarston. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes. What did you invent at Scarston?
Invented
screwdriver, didn't you?
Different processes for producing the grinding wheels.
Right. Tell me about the Scarston screwdriver.
Scarston screwdriver, well, that was a tool that was made, and I developed it and made the equipment for producing it.
What was it like?
Well, I don't know, I've actually got it.
Does that look familiar? I'm showing Mr. Jubb a photograph of the interior.
The packaging department there.
Right.
And grinding wheels. Anyway, yes, I remember being there, but I just can't remember who these are.
Well, don't worry, I don't know what the date is.
It's just the one there. I'm about to say what date it is. It must have been before the war, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, about 1930s.
Yes.
I worked there.
Yes, and I've brought some tools in to show you.
Scarston scrapers, that was it.
Let's see if you recognise these.
Yes. This is the actual Scarston scraper.
That's right.
Yes, that we made.
Yes, so that's the one blade, I think.
Yes, the one blade. Well, they're both the same tool. They're for scraping, finishing wood.
Yes.
Yes, a woodworker's tool.
Yes, and we've had those donated to the project.
And I designed that and made the equipment for making these, actually.
Did you?
Yes.
So with the two scrapers.
That's the Scarston screwdriver.
Yes.
Yes.
Were you involved with that?
Yes. This had a... It doesn't work anymore, but this this button here alters the length of the blade, actually.
Yes.
But it doesn't seem to do it anymore.
No, I think...
Hold
on a minute. Is that how it works?
Yes. Rotate it.
I think we have had a different length on it, but...
No.
Were you involved with designing that?
Yes, designed that. And
I think that's the one you have patented.
This is the one, I did wonder.
Yeah.
Yes.
I haven't seen one of these for about 30 years.
Really?
Yes.
It's in very good condition, isn't it?
I actually made the tools for making this.
Is it right?
The Scarston scrapers.
Yes?
Yes.
Yeah? And I've got one more to show you.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I've got the electric one. I don't know if this was when you were there or it was after your time. Have a look at that. Put that one down.
Yeah. What was that?
So that we've left the wire behind because it's a little bit frayed. Was that around when you were at Scarston's?
It's a tool for electric one. Plug in there.
Yes. And it has the price, this one, when it was bought from Harrods.
Yeah.
Harrods?
Yes.
Yeah. I this is not one of my...
No, I wondered if that was a little bit later. But I believe that, if I just pop that away a minute, the I think this shows all the different ones that Scarston's made.
Yes, the different sizes and shapes for different jobs, yes.
Yes.
Their own woodworking tools, actually.
Yes.
Carpenter's tools.
Yes. I thought you'd like to see those.
Yes. It's amazing.
It is.
Because, I mean, that's 60 years ago.
Well, the first one of these, I know, the scraper, where I've put it down, he got it out of his garage. He said he was still using it.
Yes.
Yes.
Dad.
Yeah. Forever.
Yes.
You've got one, Dad, of those.
Scraper just like that.
I've got one just like that.
Just like
somewhere.
That.
Somewhere. I don't know where it is at the moment.
Yes. Oh, you'll find it.
Yeah.
So tell me, how long were you at Scarston Scrapers?
So I went there 1938, about 7 years altogether.
Okay.
Yes.
How did it compare with Norton's? How many people were there at Scarston's?
At Scarston, about, about 15 probably.
Right.
Somewhere
so
that
it was a small group.
Yes.
Yes.
Small firm, yes.
Yes.
They were in Welling Garden City in...
Yes.
Near the Shredded Wheat, actually.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Opposite the Shredded Wheat. The Shredded Wheat was the opposite side of the road, actually.
Yes. And what were they like to work for?
Well, they were a small firm, and we all had sort of... worked with each other and got on quite well together.
Yes.
The wages were very small, actually.
Were they?
Yes. I seem to remember it was paid hourly.
Right.
And it was about 1/6 of an hour. And then,
goodness.
According to the degree of skill required, went up to about 2 shillings an hour. I think that was about the top rate in those days, yeah. Somewhere, probably in an old diary.
You'll have it.
And what? How much we actually got.
Don't worry, we'll have a look afterwards. Yeah. What were your hours? Were they the same hours?
Yes, the same hours. You went 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
And did you work on a Saturday there?
Worked on a Saturday, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they did you have access to a cafe?
Pardon?
What did you do at lunchtime?
Well, we usually either took our own lunch as sandwiches.
Yeah.
Or we went to the cafe that was on the corner.
Right. Yes.
Where they did sandwiches.
Yes.
There as well.
Yes.
I don't know, well, that's still there, actually, that cafe on the corner of Bridge
Road.
Opposite Norton's.
I remember Bridge Road restaurant.
Yes. Yes.
That's not there now, is it?
No, it isn't.
It was usual in those days to take a packaged lunch.
Yes.
From home, during the lunch break.
Yes. Yeah. And did you have any social activities, or was the firm too small?
No, we didn't have any social activities, no.
Yeah.
Not there.
Yes.
I worked there quite a long time, actually. It's about 12 or 13 years altogether.
Right. And where did you go?
I actually got a diary during the period I was there. Actually.
Right.
The activities somewhere in here.
You have
to take them away
and read them all.
I'm going to have to, yes.
1927
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,